And staying in the region, 6 weeks on from the start of Pakistan's devastating floods, waters pouring into the country's largest freshwater lake in Sindh province are threatening several towns and forcing tens of thousands of people to flee. Only yesterday, Pope Benedict XVI held a private meeting with Pakistan's Federal Minister for Minority Affairs, Shahbaz Bhatti, for a debriefing on relief efforts in the country. Susie Hodges has this report.
Described as Pakistan's worst natural disaster in modern history, the floods have forced more than 6 million people from their homes, while aid agencies warn that millions more are still at risk of death if emergency food and shelter are not provided. Some media have reported discrimination in the distribution of government aid to non-Muslims, a charge the minister Bhatti flatly denies.
The relief distribution don't discriminate and distinction among Christian and non-Christians.
The minister said he had personally toured the camps and areas where the Christian communities and other minorities were affected, in the company of Catholic bishops and other church leaders.
I personally visited camps to camp, and I distributed from my ministry the government help among them, and nobody complained to me.
The minister went on to add that the government policies towards minorities are based on equality.
We are struggling to promote equality among religion, and this flood water don't have a religion and boundaries.
The minister, who is himself a Catholic, described his meeting with Pope Benedict as inspiring and spiritual. He said the Pope showed great concern for the victims and relief efforts. For his part, the minister expressed thanks on behalf of Pakistan's government for the Holy Father's repeated appeals for solidarity for Pakistan. I'm Susie Hodges.